ministers and the deacons and our deaconesses to lead us as we celebrate the Holy Communion. We just want to thank God for another day of celebration. Praying and believing God
that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
These ministers of music, what do you say?
Oh, it was a bit slow about coming down. I said, well, they don't want to come down. We can go again now. We can certainly. I praise God for you. Let me hurry along. First, all of the honor, all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the thanksgiving be unto the Almighty and to the living God, to Jesus, who is our Lord and our Savior, and to the power, the indwelling, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit, to my wife, to these deacons who confidently carry the covenant of Christ in their bosom, their spiritual bosom, they carry the covenant. To those thousands who will be ministered, those multi-thousands who will be ministered to by radio, and to you, O citizens of the kingdom of God. Might I remind you that this address that you have now, this domicile, is not permanent. And it would do you well not to get comfortable. For you and I are just pilgrims passing through this barren land. We, children of God, is who I'm talking to. We have made the transition from sinner to saint. Am I talking to anyone today? Nikhil, we've made the transition. We've made the transition. You see, you are not always going to look like what you're looking like right now. Now, Paul said it best, we do not know what we shall look like, but we do know that when he comes to get us, that this corruptible shall be changed into incorruptible, and we don't know what we're going to look like, but we do know that when he appears, we shall be like him. You're not shouting about that yet. You see, so much, we put so many and so much emphasis on what we are and what we look like right now. But can I just borrow your spiritual mind for a minute and remind you that in just a little while, we're going to be at home. I know you're worried about the cares of this world. I know you're worried about who you're going to get presents for. I know you're worried about what you're going to cook. I know you're concerned about those things. I know you're concerned about your job. I know you're concerned about your education. I know you're concerned about your clothes. And that's fine, well, and wonderful. But let's go way beyond that. Let's look beyond that in just a little while. And here, watch this, Pat. Here's the good thing about it. Here's the good thing about it, guys. God has speeded up the time. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, it won't be long. God has, the Bible said that he speeded up the time, because if he had not, even it's some stuff that's about to come along that even you and I gonna wonder whether it's real or not. So he's giving us all of the signs. It's over 70 degrees in December. And he says, before I come back, this is how good Jesus is. This is how good God is to us. He says, before I come back, so that you might get ready, I'm going to give you some signs. Y'all not shouting yet, man? I'm ecstatic. I'm excited. He said, because you all you have to do is open up your eyes. He says, I'm going to give you, just in case you need to get ready, just in case you need some things to prepare you for you to know that it's real and that I really am coming back. He says, I'm going to give you some. He said, first of all, he said, well, let me tell you, there's going to be wars and rumors that there's going to be so much hatred. And so many haters and so much going on until the love of many shall wax cold. Neighbors aren't going to see about neighbors anymore. Gun control is going to be out of this world. He says, listen, if you are not ready, get ready.
And so today, I know that we think about so many other things, but let's think about going home. I don't know about y'all, man, but I'm tired. And I want to go to my rest. I'm ready to go. I'm not saying that I want to die. I'm simply saying I'm ready. Talk back to me. Whether he comes early in the morning or even if he comes in the afternoon or if he comes late in the midnight hour, touch a neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm ready. Not, I'm going to have to get ready. You and I are ready. We are ready. It doesn't matter what happens, we're ready. I want to talk to you today from the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. Now, the screens are down, and let me tell you what I did. I haven't even called the repairman, and this was purposely, because we need to use this. Now, if you got one in your hand, fine, but make sure that you at least have a Bible app. Let's not have a Candy Crush. And not have a Bible app. In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 23, you'll find these words that are written. Watch how Matthew... Here's what I like when I study the Word of God. I watch the writer to see what scene he brings us in on. I watch him to see just how he brings us in on a scene and watch how he does it, how Matthew does it here. Because right after he comes out of the genealogy of Christ, watch how Matthew does it. He's smooth. Because in verse 18, he says, now. Now that I've shown you who he is, let me show you what he is. And let me show you why he came. Verse 18, he says, now the birth of this Jesus that I was telling you about, that I brought you through down through 42 generations of, he says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, you heard the story. You heard it. You read it. He says, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. He says, I want to make sure that I bring this meticulous detail out to you because I don't want you to be mistaken. I don't want you to mistake the Holy Ghost DNA for Joseph's. He says, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public spectacle or a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while, watch this, while you're trying to work, while you're trying to figure it out, and while you're trying to think it out, God, so the next time that your friend, the next time that your family member, the next time that your homegirl or your homeboy is in a rut and they are trying to figure it out, just bring them to this verse right here. Because Joseph was trying to figure and trying to think his way through this thing. Remember this, and also carry him to Isaiah, when God says, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are... Just take them to that and then say, well, now go sleep on that. Watch this. Joseph was trying to figure out how to put her away, was minded how to put her away. But verse 20 says, but while he thought on these things, behold, somebody said, God will show up. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Remember this, children, watch your dreams. In a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now, watch this. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of by the Lord the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with the child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name. Watch, it goes from Jesus in verse 21 to verse 23. It goes from Jesus to Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God is with us. Then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name
Jesus.
I want to talk to you today about there's something. About the name Jesus. There's something about the name Jesus. Something. The grass will wither, the flower it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Let me hurry along, because I know that you want to go to the Christmas parade, and I want to see if I can get you out of here. Good. It just came right out. Watch this. So that means that I can keep you here till 3:30, 4 o'clock. Be kind of like that guy. Kyra, be kind of like that guy that wanted to go preach in this church. And I don't know if I told y'all here, but the guy went to go preach in the church, Stephen. And they asked that guy, the guy said, well, how long can I preach? They said, oh, Reverend, preach as long as you want to preach. You go right ahead and you preach. So now listen, when you get in the pulpit, look back there in the back. He said, there is a traffic light back there. He says, and as long as it is green, he said, you just preach your heart out. He said, preach long. He says, when it turned yellow, he said, now just kind of watch yourself. He said, okay. He said, when that light turned red, he says, now you got to know what to do. He says, what? He said, don't keep preaching. He said, because if you keep preaching, then there's a trap door under the pulpit that's automatically going to come open. So around in just about 45 minutes, there's a trap door going to come along. In this particular text, we'll come to discover that many of us have told us, and we've taught this story, but watch this. You know the story. You know how it goes. But in this particular story, in this particular text, there's always some facts. There's always some nuggets that we, some spiritual nuggets that we can pick up for our spiritual nutrition. In this particular text, I watched how Matthew, the tax collector, that tells us that God can use anybody. Matthew, a thief. Matthew, who was a Jew and a sellout to his own people. Matthew, a guy that was not favorable with people. But for some reason or another, found favor with Jesus. You remember Matthew, don't you? You remember Matthew? You remember Matthew sitting there? Don't you see him coming into the town there? He's in a booth with a cloth over it, and he's collecting taxes. Don't you see him? Little short guy, light-skinned beard. You see him? You see that line there at the booth? People are complaining because they hate him. No friends, very little family, because he's been assigned by the Romans, who were over the Jews then, and he was collecting taxes from the people and skimming off the top. You see him? Matthew, there he is. Matthew, not a well-favored guy. But yet, Jesus comes into town and loves a person that's hated. You still didn't get it yet. Here is Jesus, who could have easily passed by. But when he got there, he called Matthew, a man whom everyone had thrown away, a man who folk didn't want to have anything to do with. You see him, don't you? I mean, folk talked about Matthew all over town, called him all kinds of names. But here's the Savior comes into town and calls Matthew. Not only does he call him, but here is what really ought to catch your attention, that when Jesus called him, he responds. He didn't run, didn't make excuses. When Jesus calls him, now, this tells us that when we look at Matthew, we looked at his outside. Yes, sir. But the Master saw his inside. People saw Matthew one way, but Jesus, are y'all going to talk back to me? Well, let me go down your alley. People see you and I one way, but Jesus sees us another way. Let me help you. Let me bring it down a little bit further. He looked through our faults, and he saw our needs. Let me go down a little bit further then, if you don't want to. He saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst. I'm talking to somebody today. Hold your head up. Come out of that deep dark. Talk to yourself, Turner. Come out of that deep dark place where we're thinking about what people think.
All right, Pastor. All right, Pastor.
Go to Jesus today and say, Jesus, let me see me out of your eyes. If you really want to see how you look, you see, the mirror doesn't tell the whole story. I wish I had three believers. Your story doesn't tell the whole story. Your life does not tell the whole story. What Jesus sees is different. Here, let me bring up to the text and then I'll leave you alone. Watch this. And so Matthew comes in and he writes, and Matthew, here's what caught, confined, and captivated my attention, because Matthew, after he had been saved, he went back and did the whole genealogy of Jesus. He went back and he says, not only do I want to know about him, I want to know him. You see, something is wrong with us when we just want to know about him. Sometimes we don't want to know enough about Jesus. Isn't it strange that we'll get the historical facts on people, but we won't get the historical facts on Jesus? I want to know what my mama told me about him, or my grandmother. Watch this. And so he gets there, and verse 18, look at verse 18, because Matthew comes out of the genealogy, and he transports us from the genealogy to verse 18, and he says, you're on this train, he says, now. Now, let me tell you, I've told you about him. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you, I've told you who he is, but let me tell you how he was born. Let me tell you more about this Jesus that I know for myself. You see, it was obvious. Now, here is one thing you want to know, that many of people in 2 Timothy, I think it's 3:15, 2 Timothy 3:15, there are so many people out here now, and they've got so much bad doctrine. They're teaching us that, you know, man wrote the Bible and, you know, King James and all of that. Okay, fine, well, and wonderful. If God used King James, I'm good with that. I know what God does. God is, the Bible says that all scriptures is inspired by God, that God used man as a divine secretary to write what he put in man's mind that he made. Did you get it yet? So when folk tell you that man wrote the Bible, you say, well, technically it's right because he did use him as a divine secretary, but God put it on the mind of the man, the mind that he made and put in the man. He can put in there whatever he want to put in there, and so that's what he did. So don't get into all of these petty arguments. Somebody say amen. Because what Satan is trying to do is take away from the divine writing, the holy scriptures of God. Now watch this. You'll find it in 2 Timothy 3:15. Watch this. 3:16. Watch this. And so now Matthew says, now the birth of this Jesus, watch this. He used Jesus and Christ. He didn't say now the birth of just Jesus. He said Jesus. He says the Savior and the fact that his name is Christ, which is his title, which means that he is the anointed one. Now, I want to show you that. I want to bring that out because when we're talking about the name of Jesus, I want to bring that out because Christ means that is not his last name. That is his messianic title, which means that he is the anointed one. He is the one that the Jews knew about and had been waiting on. You see, between the book of Malachi and the book of Matthew, they had not heard from any prophets. They had not heard from God, and so the people was waiting to hear from God. God had not spoken to them in all of that time, and so God says, listen, I'm going to send you someone, and the one that I'm going to send you is going to be the anointed one. That's why Matthew says, not only is he Jesus, but he is the one you've been looking for. Talk back to me if you can. Over 400 years had passed between the book of Malachi and the book of Matthew, and so now Jesus comes. How many of you know that he is on time? He gets there. He says, not only is he Jesus, but he is Christ. He is the Christ. He is the anointed one. He's the only one. There is no other one but him. There is no other Christ in the Bible. Search your Bible and see if you can find another Christ. There is no other Christ in the Bible but Jesus, the Christ. That's why Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. Are you with me yet? I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. In the book of John, he said, he didn't say, I am a way. He says, I am the way. A way means it might be somebody else or some other way you can get there. He says, no, I am a way. He says, I am. That's it, friends. There is no Muhammad. There is no Buddha. You can't get over him. You can't go under him. You can't go around him. He says, I'm the only way. Yes.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Miss Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary